when someone says to me, oh, I don't want to sell anywhere between like 6 to a year, I think that's actually a good thing because that gives me 6 months to a year to actually convert them. So it's like a slower process. The other thing too is that if I am that real estate agent before they actually need one, then they're not really getting anybody else in. So I'm not really competing with anybody else because I've already created that really strong relationship.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. With thanks to our partner, Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking, and strategies to elevate your results. For more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier for your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. And to get new episodes of Elevate directly to your inbox, sign up at eliteagent.com/subscribe. Here is your host, Kylie Dulhunty.
Hey everyone, it's Kylie here. In today's episode of Elevate, we're going to take a look at what's really the lifeblood of any real estate agent, appraisals. One of our regular contributors, Ray White's Bianca Denham, recently wrote an article where she said, the appraisal is the opportunity to get belly to belly with the potential client. It's the number one relationship progression tool. And most importantly, it's also the point where an agent's greatest sale is made. And it's with all of that in mind that the Ray White Group recently held another Real Estate of Origin, which is a full-day event where Ray White agents hit the phones to book appraisals. A few weeks back, they booked more than 10,000 appraisals in a hard-fought competition that pitted Australia versus New Zealand, state versus state, office versus office, and agent versus agent. What's their secret to booking so many appraisals? We thought we'd ask them. And today I'll be chatting with the agents and the offices that booked in the most appraisals, starting with the agent that chalked up the most individually. Lydia Robbins of Ray White Deception Bay, welcome to Elevate.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. It's really great to have you here. I'm excited to chat about all of the great strategies for generating appraisals. And just for everyone listening at home, I think it was actually 10,141 appraisals, if we're going to get specific, which is incredible. Do you know how many you got that day?
158.
158. And I believe it was the most, according to my sources.
Yes, that's correct. So me and three associates and concierge hit the phones all day. And yeah, it was a massive day, but really great outcome, 158 appraisals. So yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. And was this your first real estate of origin or have you done one before?
No, I'm a veteran. Every single time that the real estate of origin is on, a whole group does it. So I've done plenty of them. It's pretty much every 3 months or so. And yeah, it's a great time for the guys and the girls to hit the phones, block out time, and yeah, and try and get as many appraisals as humanly possible.
Yeah. And so with getting all those appraisals, 158, what strategies did you use?
Yes, sure. So once again, I'm not going to take all the credit. I did have a lot of help. So me, three associates, and then concierge, which is a telemarketing company within Ray White. We always started with a recent sale. So it's always a good icebreaker. We'd always say, look, a recent sale has just happened in close proximity to your property. Would you like to know the new value of your home? If they did say no, we always go in for round two, kind of not giving them an option, to be perfectly honest. So we would say, look, for a lot of the clients that aren't looking to sell, we are doing what you call a desktop appraisal. Would you like that emailed or text through to you? So once again, not really giving them an option, more having an open-ended question. So a lot of the time they would also give me that email address, even if I didn't have it. So I was cleaning the data at the same time. And yes, it is a very good segue to do the desktop and then get a in-person appraisal from there.
Yeah. And sometimes it's all about the wording that you use, isn't it? I used to do Vox Pops when I was a cadet journo, and I'd never say, oh, hi, I'm from XX paper. Can I ask you a question?
I'd always say,
we want to find out people's opinion on and give the topic. What do you think? So yeah, is it the same getting an appraisal? If you use the right kind of words, you have more success?
Yeah, it's all about dialogue, definitely. It's all about dialogue. Also, the tone and the mannerism that you are on the phone as well. So we always make sure that we're always smiling when we're talking. It's hard to sound monotone when you're smiling. And we also get a very good rate when we are bubbly and we're genuine and we're, yeah, just bubbly.
And how did you decide who you were going to call?
Yeah, sure. So I focused personally on anniversary calls. So already having a relationship with clients, they're always excited to find out how much their property has been increased in the last year. And then I dealt with a lot of the hot stock in the pipeline. So people wanting to come on the market in the next 90 days or so. In our market, anything that happened or anything that got valued 90 days ago has increased again. So a lot of those people were very interested to see where their property had also kind of risen to. And then my associates, they dealt a lot with the whole data. So people that, once again, haven't been communicated with in 90 days, it was always a good news story to tell them that recent sale. And then once again, tell them that their property has actually increased in value.
Yeah, amazing. And I guess, are these the same strategies that you use day to day in your business, or were they a little bit different for the event?
I would say that they are similar, but on the day, obviously, you have one target, and that is to get as many appraisals as possible and also to win. So it's a lot more pick up the phone, drop the phone, pick up the phone, drop the phone. So it's like a numbers game, right? So, you know, I wouldn't be as blunt or cutthroat normally when I'm doing appraisals, but yeah, there was one job and the job was to win. So yeah, it was a lot more phone calls than I would normally do, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. How many would you normally do daily or weekly if you're doing appraisal type calls?
Yeah, so we try and aim anywhere between 20 to 50 calls a day. Seems like a lot. But on Origin Day, one of my associates, she actually called 167 people. So she made 167 calls. I didn't see her for like 4 hours. She was just out. She was so focused. It was amazing. She actually got top 10 in Australia as well for the real estate of Origin. So that was a really big number for her highest amount. But it's amazing what a blockout period can do to when you have one aim, which is, once again, as many prices as possible.
Yeah. With winning and getting that highest number, what's the goal with that? Is it a psychological boost for you and your team, or how does that help you?
Yeah, look, there's internal competition. You know, I work with my sister. She's probably my biggest competitor, to be perfectly honest. So there's a little bit of, you know, internal rivalry in our office. And then obviously there's the rivalry between office against office, state against state, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's just the outcome was definitely to touch base with as many people as possible and give them the new value of their property, because majority of the time it had increased. But it's just a great day. Honestly, the girls and the guys, they love it so much. We also implemented a door knockathon as well, due to the fact that they really thrived off the blockout period and the competition within internal and external as well.
And is that just for your team, the door knockathon, or is that your
office? For the office, for our office, yeah. So we pair up and then we get them a sushi date. So whoever gets the most amount of appraisals from the door knockathon and geodata, we end up giving them a free sushi date.
Fantastic. Who doesn't love a bit of sushi as well?
Right. So that's your favorite meal.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things I wanted to quiz you on was you've got the appraisals, 158. Mm-hmm. How do you then set about converting those to listings? Because obviously that's the goal, and then the end goal is a great sale. How do you move it along the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the industry for a long time now. It may not look like it, but I have been doing it for 17 years. You know, I've really nurtured my database. I basically try to be the agent before they need one. And this is where all these desktop appraisals that I'm doing, all these in-person appraisals that I'm doing as well, it creates that trust. When someone says to me, oh, I don't want to sell anywhere between like 6 to a year, I think that's actually a good thing, because that gives me 6 months to a year to actually convert them. So it's like a slower process. The other thing too is that if I am that real estate agent before they actually need one, then they're not really getting anybody else in. So I'm not really competing with anybody else, because I've already created that really strong relationship. The other thing is too, they don't ask me, can you reduce your commission or anything? Or I want to save on marketing, because they've already trust that I know what I'm doing and this is what I would do for my own property as well if I was selling that. So
yeah, incredible. That's really interesting, actually, that you might almost prefer to get someone that's going to sell, but not for a few months.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually easier to convert them. A lot more work, don't get me wrong, but I'm not in it for the short game. I'm here for the long game. 17 years, still strong.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how long you'd been an agent for and a bit of your background. So 17 years, and how long with Ray White? Is that the whole time or?
Whole time, yeah. So I was basically born into a real estate family. I feel like I was bred to be a real estate agent. My father was an agent and also an auctioneer, and my mom was a property manager. So I was letterbox shopping for my dad at 6 years old. Understand the lingo, you know, from a young age. So I was a PA for a long time under my dad, and then I got too busy. So from there, dad said that I was ready. And then I've been an agent since 2008. So a long time.
And you work alongside your sister?
Sisters, actually.
Sisters, more than one.
Yeah. So my sister Claire, she's been in the industry for 20 years. And then I've got a middle sister as well, Sarah. So she's a general manager and she also runs the property management division. So it's never a family dinner. It's always a business meeting with my family. But that's why we do very well. We're very in touch with everything because we're always together and talking about the business and, you know, talking about strategies and talking about how we can be better in all aspects. So I'm pretty lucky that I get to see my family every day.
Yeah, definitely. And just spurring each other along and knowing that you've always got someone to push you, but also to have your back.
Yeah. Yeah. And also compete with.
Yes, of course.
Always a good thing too.
Look, I wanted to check with you because one thing that Ray White does really well, and you mentioned the geodata before, and obviously NeoVal is something that we know Mark McLeod is very passionate about that. But I wanted to get from an agent's perspective, how does it help you with your day-to-day?
Well, it takes the guesswork out of it. You know, I don't have to search for the people to call anymore. In real estate, you've got so much to do all the time, and sometimes it can be really overwhelming. But it gives me a list of people to call every day. It's freed up a lot of time. The other thing too, it's given my associates people to call. So under my database, et cetera, they once again focus on the geodata, people that haven't been communicated in 90 days, and allows me to really focus on the people that are just coming to the market or wanting to come to market in the next kind of 6 months to 12 months. So I don't know how I survived without it, to be honest. I have no idea. But yeah, no, it's absolutely incredible. And I'm very lucky to work under Ray White as well, because they've given me this tool that has implemented into my business, and it's just been amazing.
Yeah, I think the way it used to be done, I once met an agent, and it wasn't that long ago, but he just kept books by ear with all of his contacts in them, and he would narrow through them all again at the start of the next year. So
it's kicking old school, isn't it?
Very old school, very
very old school. Yeah, whatever works, but you know, NeoVal is a bit better.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you've got appraisals, you're getting listings, and then getting sales. What's next for you on the back of Real Estate of Origin? How do you use that momentum going forward?
Yeah, so we use Realtor as well. So Realtor is a platform that we use to send out the appraisals. It basically lets me know every time a person opens up a appraisal. So all these appraisals, all 158, I'm actually getting notified when they keep opening it up. So what ends up happening is that I get triggers, then I call them, and it kind of shapes the conversation a little bit more. So Ignite and RealShare has also been a big tool that we have been using. It's a great way to kind of follow up with those appraisals and make sure that they are in NurtureCloud in the right, like a hot stock pipeline or geodata. So we are making sure that they're in the right category. Sorry. The other thing too, Real Estate of Origin, it created, I had a new sales associate start at Real Estate of Origin, and it was a really good tool because she just got on the phone straight away, and it, you know, she was scared to pick up the phone, but by the 15th call, she was fine. She was almost a veteran as well herself.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that actually, because I did a story. There was a report that came out about Gen Z don't like to pick up the phone. If they don't know the number, they won't answer it. They prefer text. Mm-hmm. They prefer email.
They hide behind technology sometimes, which can be very frustrating. But
yeah, and I've known journos like that that would rather send an email with their questions.
You can't create a relationship. You can't create a relationship via technology. My dad used to call it belly to belly. He said he would rather me go to them. And that's why we also implemented door knocking, because they actually get to see your face. I tell all my associates, if in doubt, pick up the phone or go see them. Hiding behind technology or sending text messages or emails, you're not going to create a relationship with someone like that. It's so much more personable when you do get in front of them, etc. So I don't believe in text messages at all.
Any tips if you've got a new agent starting with you, or, you know, they're just coming up and they are scared to pick up the phone? How can they get over that fear?
Do it more. Once again, it's a numbers game. So the more that you do it, the more that you feel comfortable with it. I always have the mentality too that even if they say no, it just means not right now. So don't get disheartened by it. Keep on going, keep consistent, and it'll work. You know, it'll work out. But there's some statistic that some agents the average time that an agent is an agent is like 2 years. But after 2 years, that's when the magic happens, right? But there's so many people that they're in it for the short game. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And sometimes with the Y generation, they're so used to getting things now, but it's just not the way real estate is.
Yeah, you've got to have a little bit of patience. They say patience is a virtue, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so probably last question. If an agent came to you today and said, I really need some help getting appraisals, what's the one thing, the top thing you would say they had to do?
Get on the phones, call. It's a numbers game. So try and contact as many people as humanly possible, even friends, family. Try and just tell as many people as humanly possible that you are in real estate. And yeah, outwork your competitor as well. We've all got the same hours in a day. It's how you utilize your day and that kind of things.
Fantastic. Look, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to get those tips from you. And we can't wait to see how many appraisals you get in the next Real Estate of Origin. I'll be counting.
Game on.
Thanks so much, Lydia. And up next, we've got to have a bit of Aussie versus Kiwi rivalry. And Ray White Manukau's Charlie Brothers didn't let his side down, securing the second most appraisals for an individual agent. Welcome, Charlie. So how many appraisals did you get?
Thank you, Kylie. I think from memory, we logged on to 150 appraisals for the day. I've actually got a team, there's two of us, and I've got a PA as well. So we got 150 appraisals, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. That's amazing. And so just start me off, Charlie, run me in a nutshell. What's your background in real estate?
I've been in real estate for almost 14 years. I've always been in South Auckland, which is kind of the lower social economic area of Auckland. I absolutely love it. It's a turning market. It's also more the cheaper market. So the property just turns over regardless whether the property's on a higher market or down market. And not being picky, you know, I'm not saying this in the wrong way, but it's an easier market to deal with. You know, people are a little more simple, I guess, and it's easy to connect with people. But I find that, you know, I've got a Polynesian community and I've grown up as a Polynesian person. I'm from Rarotonga, come to New Zealand. So I connect with people quite quickly and very easily. It's probably one of my biggest strengths to me getting to where I am.
Well, I mean, this is the first time I've met you and it's been very easy to chat with you just before we started recording. So I can see that about you. So how many Real Estate of Origins have you done with Ray White? Was this your first or have you done many?
Oh, no, I've done quite a few. I think I've only missed maybe in the last couple of years because it kind of clashes with some of our auctions and just how busy we've transited as a company. 18 Realty is a pretty impressive group that we have in South Auckland. We have four branches, so it's always kind of clashed, but I have been in them before. I've wandered a few times, so it's no surprise to me. But I think to probably elaborate on that, it's probably if you can prepare yourself before you come on the day for the origin day, it actually especially makes things so much more easy.
Okay, so let's delve into that a bit. That wasn't one of my set questions. So you actually prepare. Are you like an athlete? Do you do a bit of training before the day?
I think you'll find most winners have a preparation part of the program, a process. I think for me, the key is data. So wherever you can get data, you got to save data. So that's the first part. But coming up to the origin day, you know, even a week up earlier, we know which data we're going to be calling. We have a set data on what we've got. We know people that has requested appraisals. We know people that we've been in contact with. We know people that has multiple properties. That's something I can speak about. And that's one of the things I like about Auckland because there's a big home buyers market, home sellers market, and then there's a big investors buyers market and a sellers market. So most investors will own multiple properties.
So maybe if they're not wanting to sell 22 Smith Street, they might be wanting to sell 25 George Street.
Yes. You know, on the day, I'm kind of giving you a guideline on how we got there pretty quickly. It's not that hard for us, to be honest. We have a set clients that own one property. That's your normal one with dad wanting to sell or regular updates for the market. That's something we try and do regularly, which keeps our numbers up. And then you have one or two, you might have Carly, the investor, who has multiples of 5 to 10 properties. And you have Carly, the developer, who has multiples of 5 to 10 properties. Every agent, if you've been a real estate agent for more than, I would say, 5 years, you should have a client base, a database that has multiple properties. Like, you want to keep those people close to you and you want to be connecting with them regularly and you want to be the most valuable with those clients because they'll come to you for advice or they'll come to you for an opinion, just for an opinion. So if you know one or two things that's valuable to the client, you want to use that to connect with the client. So I try and find a reason to call So if I've got a reason to call Kylie, who's an investor, I'll be calling you. I'll say, Kylie, are you aware that another property down the street is selling? Or are you aware a property has just sold? Or are you aware that the council is making changes in your area? But all these kinds of, I just find a reason to make a call. That's what I do.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, obviously, an obvious one is there's a property that sold near you and you mentioned that one. But you also just mentioned the council's talking about some changes. So what are some of the other topics you come up with that might be those icebreakers?
Kylie, there's so many. Like, if the banking changes are coming, the interest rate, that's a reason. A house down the road caught fire last night. Kylie, are you aware of that? Some activity happened down the road. Are you aware of the locals' gala day coming up down the road that may impact the traffic in your area? Honestly, I just find any reason and every reason to make it all to the client.
Yeah, try and find something a bit positive rather than just, hey, do you want to sell your house?
Yep. I love chatting to people. You know, most people get afraid, they're scared of picking up the phone and talking to somebody. I don't. I'm totally at peace with just picking up the phone and say, Kylie, how are you doing? You know what I mean? I can do that very easily, so I don't have an issue with it. So I just find a reason. Ring the client. Stay in contact.
Okay. And so you've got your list of who you're going to call before you get to the real estate of origin. You've got a rough idea. You're not going in blind.
No, not a rough idea. You want to have a clear picture and you should have a list. Look, there are so many systems out there now that it's really easy to track that. You can track it on your phone. You can track it on your database. You can track it. Or if you want, honestly, go back to the old school way. Write it down. In fact, that's been one of the – we've gone back to that. We write it down. You highlight properties that are the hottest. You can put it on the Excel spreadsheet. But I quite like seeing it sometimes because it's there. And every day you're looking at that list and you're going, geez, I haven't called the person back. So I call Kylie back. You know what I mean? So I think it's so easy to create the list.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned being able to see it, and you can't see it here because it's over that side of the room. But I've got a giant whiteboard, and that has every story I'm working on and where they're up to with little codes. Just because I like to have it in front of me and it reminds me where I'm up to and what to do next.
So I've been quite blessed. You know, when I got into real estate, I remember my father saying to me, son, you want to get the data? And my dad was not a real estate person. My dad was a farmer. But then I ran into people that, as I grew into real estate, I ran into people reeling, and I realized that the data was going to be key. So for me, I'm quite blessed that in the early stage, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, okay, or Mary Jane and Louise that I met, I wrote their name down. I saved them in my phone. Seriously, I saved them. Then I started saving people as a real estate agent, as a lawnmower person, as a landscape person, as a lawyer. I saved data galore. And you know, one of the biggest things that I find that a lot of real estate agents do, they kind of get offended if another real estate agent rang them. So what I did is I actually started saving all the real estate agents that rang me. I have phone numbers for real estate agents that they probably are surprised that when they speak to me 10 years later, I know who they are. But most of those people, the Kylie, this is the most interesting thing, okay? Most of those real estate agents have now become developers.
Yeah, interesting.
So I've actually had the early run of building a relationship with them. So yesterday I had an auction. Yesterday, three of our bidders on their property were ex-real estate agents that are currently developers. We registered and just got our numbers up for the auction, and it helped us deliver a successful auction. So you can't be picky on what data you get. Your data today is the seed for your future database. So I've done it for the last almost 14 years, and it's been one of the biggest advantage for me as an agent. So as the systems get better, as the database get better, I'm kind of a step ahead of most people because most people now are out there trying to trace data. I've got data because I've saved.
Yeah, incredible. That's really important. And the strategies you used on the day for the real estate of origin, what were some of they? How do you not get people to hang up? How do you keep them talking? How do you progress them towards, yes, I want to book an appraisal?
Look, the first thing is the list. You want to have a clear picture of the list of people you're going to call. The second thing is that prior to that day, for the last month, I'm on the phone and I'll be in Kylie, Charlie Brothers, just want to connect with you. In about 4 weeks, I'm going to call you on this day. We've got a special competition going. And I tell people that I want you to help me achieve that goal. And I said, look, if it's not a good time for now, do you mind if I call you on that day? We'll schedule all the appraisals for you. And it's just looking at your data that we've got. Has there been any other purchases? I can see that you've got two or three properties now. Do you mind if I run all those three properties? I do things like that. So I don't wait for the day and then I'm running around trying to chase data. You know what I mean? But the The conversation with Kylie on the day, honestly, most of the conversation, it only took less than 30 seconds. Charlie, that's totally fine. I remember our conversation. I'm happy for it. Send me the information.
Yeah.
Bang. Then right.
So you've kind of pre-warmed them up.
Yeah, like you do that to the difficult people or the people that you know. Like you'll know from your list, you'll know that some people that are lawyers and accountants, they're going to be busy. They don't want to be disturbed. You just kind of know if you're regularly in contact with your clients, you're going to know that some people don't really want to be disturbed around 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock on that day. They're busy. You know what I mean? So that's one of the strategies we did. And then the other thing is, of course, we were selling the whole opportunity as to pit them to the latest market report. So the beauty with what Waywide has with our program is we have this market report that we send out. And I just use that as an excuse. Kylie, I'll just send you the latest market report on that day. So I'll say, Kylie, the last one I sent you will expire by about this day. And the next one is due. Do you mind if I send you that and I'll re-log you as an appraiser? There's so many tools out there. I think though the problem is with most people look for an excuse not to do things instead of just doing them.
Yeah, just getting stuck in and getting the job done.
It's only 4 hours that they ask. Well, it's only 3 or 4 hours that they ask you to stop everything else. Just stop everything else. No social media, no emails. And just for that one day, just focus on just trying to get you as many appraisals as you can.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, you got 150 appraisals. How do you then convert them to listings?
It's not hard. You'll know which people are holding the property for a period of time. So again, come back to my conversations earlier. So when the market changes, so in New Zealand, we're going through the rule changes for tax breaks. So when that changes, when the government actually brings that in, there's your other excuse to ring Kylie, the client, back and say, hey, have you noticed the national government now has been brought back in and now the tax rules have changed again? Now could be a perfect time to sell. Or if the market drops again, I'll be ringing Kylie back and say, Kylie, have you noticed the market has dropped because of the debt-to-income ratio? The banks now, all the pre-approvals have been cancelled. So if the market has dropped again, now's the perfect time to sell again, to buy, sorry. So I use every opportunity to try and make that call, either to sell or buy. Either way, I've got the detail, I've got the data, but it's just another reason for Kylie to turn around at a barbecue on Saturday night and say to their friends, Jesus Christ, I get so many texts and phone calls from this guy. If you ever think about selling property, you should sell with this guy. The more connections you make, and can I just say this? It's not connections by emails. You emailing somebody doesn't mean you're connected with that person. So I always throw an email, I'll throw a text, and my number one aim is to actually physically speak to Kylie because that's where the connection comes. If you can get that, then you become the most valuable. But more importantly, you've connected. Kylie is never going to forget Charlie Brothers ringing up on that phone call. And then when you're somewhere that goes, oh, there's a text, you can say to your partner, that's okay, I've answered that text. Charlie rang earlier today. But then all of a sudden, your husband's going, geez, this Charlie Brothers guy's always updating you with the properties.
Yeah. Something that you just said then about getting in front of people, and that I wonder if, you know, because technology is great, it helps us be more efficient, that kind of thing. But do you think we kind of forget to, instead of sending an email, make the call, and instead of making the call, turn up at someone's, not just randomly turn up at someone's house, you might get in trouble. But do you think we're sort of starting to lose that human connection just a little bit?
I think that technology has changed so much. I think society has changed so much. And I think the newer generation of agents, you know, I'm in my 50s. So I've had to go through that whole connection thing and I'm totally at peace and comfortable with it. But I think our newer agents can't even do that at the meantime. So they kind of hide behind the keyboard or the phone. When I say that, I've had so many opportunities that I've gone to an appraisal and I see all these, and the owner shows me, because I got this email from this guy telling me about his marketing and his cheap commission. And it's so easy for me to cut because I know that he hasn't connected with him. I always ask this, what was it like when you met up with this agent, Kylie? And they go, oh, they've never met me. I've never actually met them. I just spoke to them on the phone. And I say, and you want this person to sell your biggest asset. You've never met them. Like I say sarcastic things on the smart, you know, like I can't say cheeky things, but there's a point beyond what I'm trying to say. So I'll say, Kylie, if that was your daughter going out on the first date tonight with somebody, you're quite happy to let your daughter go out the front door at 8 o'clock tonight and you've only spoken to this kid. You've never actually physically met him. You don't know what his background is. You don't know what's he like as a person. You don't even know how tall he is. Can he even look after your daughter if trouble happens? I say things like that, but you know, it's those things that you say that's going to make the person realize, well, maybe this guy's more valuable because you've gone there, you've met the people, you've physically spoken to them, you've allowed them to know a bit of background about you. That's something so simple that we don't do. Like, at least put them in a position to ask you about your background, or they would know by now from your profile, technology out there, people have checked you out way before you come along. So if you read my profile, I'm very happy to tell people I've got kids, but it also means I've got 7 kids. It also means people say, well, this guy's a human being. He's a parent. He understands. I've played sports in South Auckland. I just tell people so much more about me because I think then it's easier for people to connect with you. And people easily relate with those type of people that's out there and it's local based, but most importantly, have had the ability to have a conversation and meet them. And if they see you at the shop, Kylie, you know what they say? Hey, you're the real estate guy. And I always do this. I will walk up to them and I'll say, Charlie Brothers, good morning. How are you doing? And they'll most likely, Kylie will most likely say, hi, I'm Kylie. I've followed you. I've spoken to you. I've seen your realm. But you're right.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's just say I'm a young agent. I'm starting out. I want to get lots of appraisals. What would be, I guess, 3 things that I really must do?
Join a team first. Don't try and do it on your own. There's too much to learn. So you come in the industry, then you've got to learn the industry. Then you've got to learn the systems. Then, you know, one of the key things, then you've got to learn the language. Like a lot of the new agents don't understand using the right words. Like instead of saying, can you, it would be better to say, would you mind, Kylie, if we can meet at 1 o'clock? That's a better way of asking a question than being saying, can you? You know what I mean? Like it could be simple things like, can you call me? Would you mind calling me is a nicer way of doing it. So I think join a team. Secondly, have a database. Yeah, start collecting all your data. And thirdly, have a system in place to keep you in connect with those clients. Like just pick 3 key things that you're going to be the strongest at. Then you could say, I'm going to be the strongest door knocking person to get my data. I want to be the strongest person to make phone calls every day. Or I'm going to be the strongest person to build an email contact system. But out of the email system, you want to be able to call those people. I think those are the key 3 things that you want to do. And in all those parts, be the absolute most valuable person.
Well, Charlie, thank you for having a chat to us today. It's been fantastic. Thank you for all of your tips on getting appraisals. And we can't wait to see how many you get at the next Real Estate of Origin.
Is that a challenge?
It's a challenge. I want to see at least 151.
I love challenges. How's that? That's a good answer.
It is a good answer. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And up next, we have 2 agents who take the Real Estate of Origin very seriously, with their office usually ending up among the top offices. It's AKG Principal Arby Khan and Ray White Marsden Sales Associate Romana Razak. Hi, guys. And in the 14th Real Estate of Origin, I know you guys claimed bragging rights as the top office. In that one, you booked 321 appraisals. And this year, you were the number one office in Australia again. How many appraisals did you book most recently?
Most recently in the Real Estate of Origin, I think I did personally about 34 appraisals. It was fantastic. So much energy, so much fun.
Yeah, incredible. It apparently is a very fun day. And what about Ray White Marsden as a whole? Because you guys were the top office. How many did you collectively get as an office?
I think we got them in the end, we got more than 400 appraisals across our group, which was really good for us. So we're constantly evolving and improving every time we do this. The team just gets better and better.
Yeah. And I believe, like I said in the intro, you take it quite seriously. And I have heard rumors that you kind of train or prepare in the lead up to it. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think the important thing to consider at the moment is just there's so much emphasis on social media, AI, digital marketing, everything of that nature. But the fundamentals of real estate hasn't changed. It's about getting in front of people all the time. And when we can't get in front of people, the next best thing is to make calls. So the team prepares a lot even before the event, whether it's past clients list, pipeline, anyone that we haven't spoken to in a while, anyone that we want to give extra love, that work's done 3-4 days lead up to the event as well. And it's important to know that it's not just about picking up the phone. It's knowing who you're going to call and why you're calling them as well. So there's more value on the other side for the client. So yeah, there's a lot of prep work that every agent, every associate does in the lead up to the event.
Yeah. So you're not coming in blind.
No, not at all.
And so Romana, what did you personally do as your preparation?
I don't think there was any preparation that I did, but prior to doing calls on the day, I am very, very, very consistent with my call. I think for me personally, it's really hard to be motivated to get up every morning to do those calls, but being persistent and making sure that you get it done, that's sort of what helped me push through and just reducing any distractions during the day as well, and just picking up the phone and going.
One of the cool stories about Romana is that she's one of our associates that locks herself in the car during the call sessions. Yeah. So it's a very weird thing. I go into the car park, Carly, and there's like three agents sitting in their car just calling. I think they take this so seriously, they don't want to be distracted by anyone. And it's just quite funny just walking around and it's like, why are all these people in their cars? But then you realize they're all busy calling their clients. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah, incredible. I've been known to record the daily brief in the car. Sometimes my neighbor will get on the whippersnipper when it's time to do that and I go and sit in the garage. It's a great little sound booth. It's actually quite insulated.
It really is. It's surprising. Like, so much business gets done in your car, right, as agents. So why don't I just keep calling in the car as well?
Yeah, definitely. And so I have also heard that you guys used a bit of geographical data in terms of how you were making your appraisals and your calls on the day. So tell me about that.
Sure. So we have a unique system in our offices where every agent or associate has an allocated suburb that they work on. So it makes calling a lot easier. So imagine calling nonstop and everyone's, because we've got 35 agents calling, 15 associates, it could really get out of control. So everyone's got their own area associated with the calls. So we buy a lot of data. We door knock a lot. We've got a lot of inspections. We've got a lot of tenants coming through. So all the data is concentrating around. So Romana has an area called Park Ridge. So she will only call Park Ridge. So all the prep's done. She knows which area she's calling. She knows what she's saying. So there's no crossover. And we don't have clients saying, oh, you're the third or fourth agent I've heard from today. So the data allocating it to the suburb, it really works out well for us because the agents have that confidence that they're the only ones in the office calling that suburb.
Yeah, and I guess that could be important because it's a fine line between being proactive and a little bit aggressive and really annoying someone, which you don't want to do.
No, exactly. I mean, we all get sales calls, right, whether it's from the telcos or insurance companies. So we know, we go through it as agents. So we know on the other side, if we're doing the calls, how we have to be, and we can't bug people, it has to be a little of a value add. And then Romana does that quite well. And that's why she led the day with a number of calls.
How many calls did you make, Romana?
I think it was 402.
Wow. I can't even do the math on that. How many an hour, how many a minute? I'll work that out a bit later. But that's a lot. And I guess when you do call people, what are you saying to them? What are the strategies you're using to keep them on the line and then to book that appraisal?
So when I'm doing real estate of origin calls, I try to be very quick but efficient. I start off by firstly trying to offer to get my agent through the door, firstly, of course, but most of the time it's a no. And then I've already got their email on file. So it's just more so, hey, look, I've got your email here. I'll just be sending you through a report just to indicate a new value for your home. And that's it. Just keep going. Next one, next one, next one.
And Avi, what were some of the other team members doing? What were some of their strategies that were working to get the appraisals booked?
One of the most interesting ones was one of our teams reported all their past clients. They took it as a past client day. So calling people that they've transacted with before, that they met with at open home, saying, hi, John, I haven't spoken to you for a while. The market has changed drastically. As you know, in the area, you must have heard all the media coming out. We're just in the area saying, you know, would you like to get a better value of your home? So there's two aspects to it. Where there's cold calls, the people that you've never met before. The other aspect of it is the warmer calls, which people you've come across in the last 12 months who've maybe given you one of the price update of their homes 12 months ago, the market's changed drastically. Or people that came through as buyers and they haven't bought yet, but they want to know what the market's doing. So some of the teams concentrate on the cold side of things. Some of the teams concentrate on the warm side of things. And it's interesting that the results are very varied across the board. But I think with the way the market's going, there's a lot of people just keen to have a chat about things.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's certainly a lot happening and a lot of different micro markets right across Australia. Everyone loves talking about property, don't they?
They really do. It's their favorite thing Australians love. And I think if you do it in a nice, non-intrusive manner, people are more open to the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously it was working. You guys did get a lot of appraisals booked. So what's the process now? You've got the appraisals. How do you or your team then convert them to listings?
Well, my job now is all the appraisals that we did on that day, I'll be calling them back just to see what their opinion was on the price. now that I've sent these appraisals through, I'll be giving them a call back to get my agent Ryan Trauma through. And I'll probably be mentioning that these reports, it is difficult for us to give you a solid price on your property simply because it was a computer generated appraisal. And that sort of opens that window for Ryan to go through and have a face-to-face meeting with them.
So I was just saying to Carly, like the first thing you try to do is to get your agent, Ryan Trauma, through the door to talk to the owner of the property saying, hey, what time suits you? Ryan's free in this week. He can come by and have a chat. We find that, you know, a face-to-face meet with the owner in the area is always more beneficial for everyone. To us, it's not just about giving the market value of the property, but to create a relationship in the area with that person. And Ryan and Romana do that very well. The other aspect of this, Carly, is just sometimes Romana and Ryan will generate appraisals for people that don't actually live in the area. There's a lot of interstate investors as well. So that process requires an email of the report of the area, what's happening with the houses, what's selling, what they're selling for, and a recommendation for us, you know, from us is if you ever go time to sell, this is the things we can do for you. So it's more of a relationship commencement meeting for us than an opportunity to go and sell the house, because that process could be anywhere between 3 to 6 months to 12 to 18 months will be most of the sellers.
Yeah, just because you have an appraisal book doesn't mean that people are ready right now. So I guess you have to keep those touch points relatively frequently, sort of what agents refer to as nurturing that lead.
Yeah, 100%. And our systems, the what we use with Nurture Cloud allows us to nurture our leads better. The system actually tells us when to call them now. So as long as we create the first appraisal, it helps us along the way.
Yeah, fantastic. And one of the things I wanted to ask you both about was obviously Ray White has NeoVal, which has been in play quite a bit over the last few years. But how does that help you securing appraisals and listings?
So we have a saying in our business that we want to be immediate, right? So everything we do has to be immediate. There's a reason why newspapers don't work anymore, because they're not very immediate. NeoVal allows us to be more immediate. Is we can get a reflection of what's happening in the area, what house prices could be worth. And then the agent goes out there with that in mind and telling the seller what we can do. Because our job is not to get you the market price. And Romana will attest to it. Our job is always to get the premium price for our sellers. So as long as we know what the market's doing and NeoVal helps us do that, we can say, okay, this is the competition that we're going to create to get you a premium price. So it's good to know what the market's doing. And then the skill level of the agent comes in.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, let's pretend I'm a brand new agent. I've just joined your team. In terms of getting appraisals, what are the three top things you would recommend that I do?
Personally, I would recommend is to know your area, be the expert. A lot of the times in my area, in Park Ridge, we do speak to a lot of investors. They don't live in the area. They don't know what's happening. So understanding what's going on with all the infrastructure, council approval things that's happening, that's very vital. And also using your statistics when you're talking to people over the phone, that really helps you elevate your skills as an agent, I believe. And just being consistent and not using the term motivation and just picking up the phone and going. I think it's a lot of practice. When I first started doing calls, I was just going and I didn't really know what I was talking about. But now that I've gotten used to it, I'll start the conversation in regards to real estate, but by the end of it, I know who I'm speaking to. I know more about them and who they are as a person and creating that relationship.
Yeah, that's really vital. And let's just say I was really nervous about picking up the phone, particularly if I was actually younger than I am, because obviously a lot of younger people these days are very used to text and email, but picking up the phone can be scary. What would you recommend then?
Practice on the mirror, just talk to yourself or just sort of have things that you're going to say the night before, just think about it. And then when you're in the office in the morning, because you've already spoken to yourself, you know what you're going to say, it'll be much easier to pick up the phone. And think about what you're going to speak over the phone before you actually pick it up. I think for me, it reduces the stress of having a topic to speak about. And naturally, when the conversation starts flowing, you'll get more comfortable.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Avi, in terms of doing real estate of origin and you do it time after time, what's so great about doing it in that environment on the day with everyone else is the friendly rivalry of state versus state, country versus country, office versus office. Is that something you guys all love?
Yeah, it really brings out the best in us. We released a video before the origin calls of us just in the footy field playing with each other in terms of our Queensland jersey, New South Wales jerseys. It's something fun, right? Like you said, like people always sometimes struggle with the calls. If you put a fun element to it, everyone gets around and tries to make calls and has a bit of, they all have a bit of fun. We throw pizzas, we throw prizes. And also the friendly rivalry is so good, not just between state and state, but between agents and associates. They all want to make sure they do well. They all want the bragging rights. It really brings out a lot of cool things with them. And then, Carly, the main thing is that we want to make the telephone our best brand in the industry, right? So having these events thrown by Ray White, it gets us all started in that momentum. We have fun calling. We enjoy it. In real estate, it's all about rejection. We get rejected 99 times out of 100, but it just takes that drag out of it. And then people start calling every week and it becomes us, makes us the agent of choice in the area. We can have the tech, we can have the AI, we can have the socials, which are all strong in. But if we just stay strong in the calls, it elevates us in our marketplace. And the origin events is just start of everything. It's just a precursor to all that. So we really enjoy it.
And I think that sounds like a perfect note to end on. Congratulations on all the appraisals you've got. And I'll
Thank
be
you.
Expecting next time there's a real estate of origin that you upped those numbers just a little bit. I'll be checking in.
We will.
Thank you both so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to Connect Now. To stay in touch with all things Elite Agent, sign up for our daily newsletter, The Brief, at eliteagent.com/subscribe.